If a mother has looked after three children until they grow up, she has what?
Reared.
Those children. All right. When you punish a child, you say to another child, you're going to get a...
whipping. I was punishing her.
All right.
Spanking her.
In reference to a child, you know, maturing, you might say, oh my goodness, how you...
Thank you, dear.
Yeah.
I don't know where you were.
Yes. We're talking. Wait a minute. I'm not on. Testing. Testing. Let's see here. See if we can get some volume on this before we begin. Testing. Testing. Yeah, I think that's about right. All right. Oh, yes. Yeah, Miss Ruby, we were talking about children and parents.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You see a child that you haven't seen in a long time, and you might say to that child, oh my goodness, how you...
have grown.
All right. What do you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Illegitimate.
Are there any other words that you know of?
Well, yes, but let's don't call them.
Yeah. All right. Jane is a loving child, but Peggy, you know, is
indifferent.
No, Peggy is even more, you know, more loving. How would you describe that? What would you say?
More affectionate.
No, you'd say, just finish this. Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot more, what? What would be the word that you would use? In connection with love, you could use.
Love, affectionate, durable.
Loving, would you
loving
say?
Child. Loving.
All right, your brother's son is called your what?
Nephew.
All right, what's your brother's daughter called?
Niece.
All right. If they didn't have their parents, what would you call them?
Orphans.
All right. If they had a person that was appointed to look after them?
Guardian.
Okay. If a woman gives a party and she invites all the people that are related to her, you say she's invited all of her
family.
And what else?
Relatives.
All right. Like a woman is of the same family, but she doesn't look anything, you know, like her family. You would say, we look alike. And she's my cousin or something. What else would you, in other words, how else would you describe that she's related to you? How would you say?
Well, she'd have a family trait.
All right, she has a family trait.
It would be a family trait, like a mother, like a father. That would be.
All right, would you say she is related to me?
Yeah, she'd be my cousin.
My cousin, all right. How would you say it if she were not related to you?
Friend. Neighbor.
Neighbor, but what, just finish this sentence. She has the same family name.
But she is not related?
Yes, but she's not related to me, thank you. All right, someone comes into town and you haven't seen him before. What do you call him?
Stranger.
All right, let's talk about some names now for a few minutes. I'm talking about, you know, names of men and women and boys and girls. All right, what's the name for, who was the mother of Jesus? What was her name?
Mary.
All right. Who was George Washington's wife?
Martha.
All right. What's the nickname for Helen that you've heard, beginning with N? You heard a nickname? All right. There's a title of a song, Wait.